Britain, under pressure for its involvement in the costly and unpopular war in Afghanistan, plans to withdraw more than 4,000 British troops from the war-torn country next year.
The green on blue killing is the blue and green.
We will have, by the beginning of 2013, we'll have 9,000 troops there, and by the end of 2014, we'll have virtually none.
Mm. So we can do the maths.
I would expect there to be a significant step at the end of 2013.
Hammond said some 500 British troops would be pulled out by the end of this year, leaving around 9,000 soldiers still there. He added that Afghan forces were ready to take over responsibility for the security of their country.
Police.
Do you really think they're going to be able to hold on against the Taliban after we've gone?
Yes. Following my last visit to Afghanistan, that I detect a change in mood among the senior ISAF commanders, that it will now be possible to have a significant reduction in force numbers by the end of next year, after the next fighting season. And that is because of the evidence this year that as the US has withdrawn its surge, the Afghans have in fact stepped up to the plate and taken over those positions.
More than 430 British troops have been killed in Afghanistan since the US at war began in 2001. Meanwhile, Britain on Sunday confirmed it had charged five soldiers with murder over an incident involving a militant in Afghanistan last year. The Ministry of Defense said a total of nine soldiers had been arrested in connection with the case. Joining us now via Skype from Berkeley, California, is Con Hallinan. He's with a Foreign Policy in Focus. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Hallinan. Now, does this decision by the British government come from a deep-rooted belief that the Afghan security forces are capable of taking over security? Or is this scramble to pull out because of the costs and the unpopularity of this war?
It's the latter. I don't think that anybody is particularly confident about the ability of the Afghan security forces to take charge at this point, but the war is extremely unpopular in England. I believe it's now close to or maybe over 70% opposition. You've got a terrible austerity program going on. There's absolutely no support for it whatsoever. The current conservative government is way far down in the popularity polls, so they obviously are trying to do something here to raise their profile a little bit, and that's the reason why they're getting out.
But then there have been a lot of promises made earlier about ending this war responsibly, both from the American and the British sides. Where does this leave that then?
I don't think it really results. I don't think they're going to end it responsibly. I think they're trying to get out. They're trying to get out as quickly as possible. The New York Times had a very long editorial today in which it said, why are we waiting to 2014? Why aren't we out in 2013? So I think what's happened is that everybody sort of looked at the situation. They don't see any reason to stay as long as 2014. It's only going to mean more deaths of Allied soldiers. It's going to be more civilian deaths in Afghanistan. There isn't any particular reason to stay. Essentially, what happened was NATO invaded Afghanistan, and like most empires that invade Afghanistan, they lost. And so stringing it out at this point doesn't make any sense. And I think that that's what's happening. I think you also keep in mind that Europe at this point is tipping into a recession. And the idea of maintaining this war and billions of dollars that it requires at a time when your economies are going into recession is just not going to cut it with most Europeans.
Right now, the U.S. has alluded to maintaining a strategic presence on Afghan soil even after the 2014 promised pullout. Do you think the British will do the same, leave a number of their forces behind as a strategic presence to keep their interests in Afghanistan in line?
Well, they may leave some special forces behind. I wouldn't be surprised if they try and do that. And certainly the Americans intend to do it. Is that going to be a permanent situation? Not my reading of it. My reading of it is that when it comes time to have some sort of diplomatic and political resolution of the current civil war going on in Afghanistan, that a key component of that will have to be that foreign troops are withdrawn. I mean, I can't imagine any other outcome than that. So even if troops stay in for a short time, I don't see those troops going beyond, I don't know, say 2015 or 2016. I can't imagine that the Afghans are going to let them go beyond that point.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. That was Con Hallinan with Foreign Policy and Focus there, joining us via Skype from Berkeley, California. Mr. Hallinan, as always, we appreciate your comments here on Press TV, sir.